Today's Mishnah is our Masech Teshvius, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, and Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. So, the Mishnayos that we're going to learn today are going to continue to discuss the laws of Shvius. That's the namesake of the Masechta. However, it's going to digress a little bit and discuss something a little different than what we've been talking up until this point. Meaning, up until now, the primary topic of the Masechta was the laws of Tois v'Shvius. The Mishnah today is going to discuss the idea that we've already mentioned several times, and that is that any peiros that grow during Shemitah have special Kedusha. Kedushas Shvius. So here's the question. How do you know if a fruit or if Tfua grew during Shvius or if it didn't grow during Shvius? So you're going to tell me, I don't know, go to the field and look. What year did it grow? Did it grow in the 6th year, the 7th year, the 8th year? So like this, you'll be able to figure out whether it grew. But here's the question. How do you define growth? What is the definition of growth? When it started growing? When it grew a certain shear? Maybe it's when it took root. So what exactly would the definition be? And the truth is that it depends on what exactly the peiros is. Meaning, the answer to this question is not a one-size-fits-all answer, where you could say that Shvius is totally in when this happened. It really depends on what exactly you're dealing with. And really what it depends on is what the definition of growth would be as it relates to the laws of Maisers. So the truth is that in the world of Maiser, it also matters to know what year a certain fruit grew. And the reason is because depending on what year in the Shemitah cycle something grows, that's going to determine the exact halachos of the Maisers. So, for example, it doesn't matter what year. If you have peiros that grew, with the exception of Shemitah, you have to be mafresh truma gedayla, and you have to be mafresh Meiser, and then the Levi has to be Mafris Trumas Meiser, and there's a whole Masechta called Masechtas Demai. But there's an additional Meiser that one had to be Mafris, and what exactly that Meiser was depended on what year in the Shemitah cycle was. So if it was years 1, 2, 4, or 5, in addition to the Truma Gedoyla, the Maiserishin, the Trumas Maiser, you also had to be Mafish Maiser Sheni. If it was years 3 or 6, then instead of Maiser Sheni, you'd have to be Mafish Maiser Ani. Now, the laws of Maiser Sheni and the laws of Maiser Ani are completely different. Maiser Sheni, you're allowed to eat yourself, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim or you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, you can be paid it, but you have to take the money, only buy certain foods, and eat those things in Yerushalayim. Maiser Ani is like tzedakah, it's something that you're supposed to give to the Araman. So, really, even when it comes to the world of Maisers, you have to know that something grew in the 2nd year, then it's Chayv and Maiser Sheni. Or maybe it grew in the 3rd year, it's going to be Chayv and Maiser Ani. So how do you know when something grew in your Maisers? So it depends. And it really depends on what the item is. So for example, Peiros, you go Basa Chanata. Chanata is when the Peiros began to grow. When it comes to vegetables, your rakos, you go Basa Lakita, which is interesting. You go based on when exactly the farmer would gather all the items and bring it back into his house. If it's tfua or zaysim, it's when it grew a shlish. There's certain foods that it was totally in hashrasha, when exactly they took root. Our Mishnah is going to discuss the food items that as it relates to maestris, atolui, in when exactly the hashrasha happened, when exactly they took root. And just like that plays a role in the world of maestris, we just mentioned one example, but there are many examples where it plays a role in the world of maestris. It's going to play itself out the same exact way as it relates to Shemitah. Meaning, a fruit where the definition of growth is chanata as it relates to maestris, the definition of growth as it relates to shviyas is also going to be chanata. So if the chanata happened in the 6th year, it doesn't have kedusha shviyas. If the chanata happened in the 7th year, it does have kedusha shviyas. Your rock is where it's based on Lakita. So again, was the Lakita in the Shemitah year? It has Kedusha Shvius. If not, it's not going to have Kedusha Shvius. Is it Tfua? Is it Zaysim? Where it's Tolian? Did it develop a third? So again, did it happen during the Shemitah year? Have Kedusha? If not, not. Or is it these items that we're about to talk about where it's Tolian when they took root? It's Tolian Ashrasha. Then too, if the Ashrasha happened in the Shemitah year, it'll be with Kedusha Shvius. If it didn't happen in the Shemitah year, it won't be Kedusha Shvius. So with that introduction, a very brief Mishnah. Ha'oiris. Oiris is rice. V'ha'doichen, millet. V'ha'progin, papi. V'ha'shumshimin, sesame. Sheshrish, ulufnei Rosh Hashanah. If they took root before Rosh Hashanah, mis'asrim l'sha'ar. So the halacha is, if they took root before Rosh Hashanah, which means before Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. It was in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. So the Chayiv and Maestris, as if they would have grown in the sixth year. Umutar and B'Shvias. However, they don't have Kedusha Shvias. Because being that they took root in the sixth year, we look at them as if they grew in the sixth year. And something that grows in the sixth year doesn't have Kedusha Shvias. Only something that grew in the seventh year has Kedusha Shvias. However, if they took root after Rosh Hashanah, they took root already in the Shemitah year, then Asur Meshvias, they're going to have Kedusha Shvias, Umisasrin, Lashana Haba, and as it relates to the laws of Meisr, we treat them always Lashana Haba. In this case, we treat them as if they grew in the seventh year, where there's going to be no Chiv Trumas or Meisr at all. Ordinarily, if it was like a question not of the sixth or the seventh year, but a question of the third or the fourth year, so then if Dashrosha was in the third year, we go bust to the third year. If Dashrosha was in the fourth year, you go bust to the fourth year. The point is, as it relates to these four food items, you look at not the Chanata, not when it grew a Shlish, not when the Lakita was, but when was the Hashrasha? If Hashrasha was in the previous year, you look at it as if it grew in the previous year, and if it was in the following year, then you go look at it as if it grew in the following. The question is why? Why are these food items unique? What's so special about rice, millet, poppy, and sesame? Right? You don't usually think of these four plants necessarily coming together. So what's so special about these four plants that they have such a unique status in Hilchus Maestris and in Hilchus Shvias? So the Rav says, again, quoting Gemara's in the beginning, in the first paragraph of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, that the reason is because what's unique about these items are, is that they don't have Chanot at the same time. They don't develop a Shlish at the same time. And the Lakita didn't happen at the same time. The only part that happened at the same time was the Hashrasha. Meaning, it was very common for someone to plant Oiruz, Doichin, Pragan, and Shumshamin, where they would take root in the same year, but the Lakita would happen during different years, where they would develop a third during different years. So, Chazal were looking for something that all happens in the same year to give it a uniform status. This is one big plant, one crop that you just planted. So is there something that all happens in the same year so that we can make that be the determining factor that would be the Kaveh as it relates to Maestris? The answer was yes, it was Hashrasha, and that's why they based it on Hashrasha. Meaning, usually vegetables, the Lakita all happens in the same year. Or Tfuah and Zaysim, they all develop a Shlish, the whole crop, during the same year. So that's a good determining factor. But these things do not develop a Shlish in the same year. The Lakita doesn't happen in the same year. The Hashrasha does happen in the same year. And therefore Chazal said we should go based on the Hashrasha. Me'inyan le'inyan, Mishnah Ches. Shimon Shazuri said, pull Hamitzri. So pull is a bean. Mitzri is an Egyptian. So pull Hamitzri, literally translated, is Egyptian beans. Shazari, Lazera, Betchila, in the event that they were planted. But the purpose of the plant was not to eat it, but rather it was to take the seed and then to plant the seed. Meaning, you were trying to create seeds, and that's why it was planted. Dalach is kayoitzvam. We treat them like the rice, the millet, the poppy, and the sesame, the oiruz, the doichin, the progim, and the shumshumin, and there too, dalach is going to be, it's considered growth based on hashrash. Rav Shimon says, afunim hagamloinim. So these are large beans. So if you have afunim hagamloinim, the Rav says, hagamloinim means hagasim. These are very, very large beans. Afunim are beans. Kayoitzvam is going to have the same exact dalach. Meaning, they're also going to be treated like the pulah mitzri, which you go bust at the Hashrasha. Rabbi Loza says, no. Afunim hagamloinim, these very large beans, you want to know how you determine them? Mishatirmalu lefnei Rosh Hashanah. So these plants used to form a certain pod. That's just the metzias of how they used to develop. So if these pods were developed lefnei Rosh Hashanah, then you're going to go based on Rosh Hashanah. If they developed after Rosh Hashanah, you're going to go after Rosh Hashanah. Meaning the determining factor is not going to be Hashrasha, like Rav Shimon says, but it's mishatirmalu. It's whenever these pods, these sacks, are developed, that's what it's going to be based on.